what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, all right, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
For the record, there is an occasionally some in between with John Forward, but not tonight though. This is going to be a radio show for the ages, I think. And this is the show called St. John Forward Radio. I'm your host, John Forward. We are live every Monday night on local FM 107.3 here in St. John, localfm.ca online, and also available as a podcast version, but if you're a podcast fan right now, you're probably just kicking yourself, because last week's episode featuring Mark Splood and Arif Hussein, the full, we really need to have a name of our trio. I've been pushing for the Port City Stooges, but they don't like it, and they're probably right, because it's stupid. But if we had a name, then we would use it. But anyway, it was a show for the ages. We had some spooky Halloween malfeasance going on, and somehow the recording was not recorded, so it's just lost out to the wind. If anybody happens to be taping their radio on a cassette during that episode, please let me know so we can pull the file. But podcast people, screw you last week. I guess also radio station, because I didn't get to repeat my fun drive message. We might have brought in some more money for the radio station, but those old Halloween spooks weren't having it. But regardless, last Friday night, No Jokes Bar Deluxe, 2-year deluxe anniversary over at O'Leary's. Arif Hussein, who was on last week's show, was made for a fine host, as usual, at the No Jokes Bar Deluxe. We had John Skov Nielsen, one of the newer comedians. He was in Ken Bolton's last batch of students. I put him on for the first time. I had a little bit of a shaky set, a little bit of a memory problem, but that's fine. This is I'm not going to hold it against the guy. I'll have him back again. I've seen him do really well. So we have an off night. I'm just going to take it as a compliment that it was such an honor to be invited on No Jokes Bar Deluxe. He was probably nervous. I've seen him do Yuck Yucks fine. So, but it wasn't Yuck Yucks Deluxe. It was, well, I guess it was the opposite of that. It's the amateur night. So it's the low end of the scale for them, but high end of the scale for No Jokes Barred. Steve Fudge did a fine job as a last minute fill in for the Reverend Brian Giles, who unfortunately was suffering from some car difficulties that I'm glad to hear have been resolved, and we'll get him back on stage as soon as possible. I wasn't sure. I was headlining. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. I didn't particularly want to be the headliner, but by the time I got around to asking Brian and Arif what spots they wanted on the show, it was like a week before the show, and neither of them asked for the headlining spot, so I usually do what I just take whatever's left, whatever scraps are left over after I offer out the spots to the other comics, and so I bravely stepped in because nobody else wanted the headline. And to be honest, I've been having a bit of a hard time getting back in the swing of writing stuff since just pounding out Honey Garlic every day all summer. At first, I kind of liked the break. After it was done, I was relieved, and it was nice not having any comedy homework for a little while. Yeah, that's part of the reason I didn't sign up for the roast battle, just because that would have been like a specific thing that I just didn't want to. So, been having a hard time. Sorry, Shane, I should have given you a trigger warning before saying hard time. Anyway, getting back into it. I think part of the thing is because my job's been going pretty well, which is good for me, bad for comedy. Turns out a lot more ideas come when I'm sitting around bored at work and hating every minute of it and not being there. My mind kind of drifts, but new job is going well, and I'm too engaged to be sitting around thinking about my penis all day, I guess. To be fair, I've also been playing a lot of video games lately. Been playing Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. That's got me sucked in. A little bit of the new Metroid game on the 3DS. I finished off a game called Soma so that I could listen to a 2.5 hour long podcast about the game. So priorities, priorities, priorities. I've got a couple of notes here and there in my strays file on my phone. Just that's where I wrote down stray thoughts. Nothing to build a big John Forward set around. But since the summer, I've been kind of taking the sort of writer's block, and I haven't been putting a lot of effort in. So, just going through the backlog and polishing up some turds that are sitting there. I did a whole set about teaching back in June at O'Leary's, so I dusted that off for the R-Bar a little while ago. I took an old H to the C podcast thing where I was talking about my trip to Vegas a few years ago and turned that into a stand-up bit. Went pretty well. Needs some work, though. So for this show at O'Leary's, No Jokes Barred Deluxe, I scrolled all the way to the bottom of my Google Docs and just wrote down a bunch of names of bits that I haven't really done in a while or that were kind of half-baked, and I was just gonna just read through all these things once and just have a list of things on a piece of paper, and I was gonna kind of be loose with it and try to kind of wing it and go, like, be sort of prepared because I don't remember most of these bits, but, you know, read it over enough so that it's sort of fresh and just kind of wing it and see what came out of it. But when I started looking them over, I started kind of, the pieces started fitting together, and this bit could go lead into this one, and these ones all kind of fit together to kind of make a sort of sense. And so, yeah, the set started to build, and I decided rather than just kind of being lazy, and it's the 2-year anniversary show, I didn't want to just completely throw it away. I don't know. It might have even been better if I was looser, but we won't know. Because I had a set worked out. I think it was like 40 minutes. There were a couple of slightly newer ringers thrown in that weren't things I was really working on. But even those, one of them has a new section that I have only done once, so I got to insert that in. There's another one I did the full-length version of my 3-minute Every Comedian in New Brunswick set from last October, which I hadn't done from then. It was an old greatest hit, and it did well. So yeah, mixed it all together, and I'd done most of the bits before, but you know, the editing process is still, I built up that 40-minute set, which had not been done before, even if the individual pieces have, figured out the transition, made the individual parts, they were better than whenever the last time it was that I did them, and that 40-minute set was different than the hour that I did for Honey Garlic, and it was different than the last 30-minute headline set I did at O'Leary's 2 months ago back in September. So I don't know, it might be good that I've slowed down the output a little bit and just take the time to work with the stuff that I already have, because I've got enough material. I've got a bit of a well so that I can still stretch it out. Even the few shows that I do these days, I can still go through my back catalog and repeat stuff without having the same audiences see me over and over again. If I'm repeating a bit, it's been at least a few months since I've done it. So I just want to go through and turn some of my B and C sets into maybe they'll be part of the A set someday. But speaking of rehashing old material, Shane Ogden had a bit of a beefy week, but the twist is John Forward wasn't involved. How are you doing, Shane?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thank you so much, John, for having me on the St. John Forward radio show on 107.3 FM.
Thank you. Perfect. Nailed it.
So, first time out of the gate, man. I'm becoming a pro at this.
All right. Don't get too I don't know what the word I'm looking
cocky.
For. This isn't the part where you say more than a hello, Shane.
Oh, hello.
Stick with the format.
Hello.
Cower to my authority, but all right. Anyway, so it's good. I even though my set on Friday was like third string John Forward material, I did pretty well. There weren't any. All of it is never done. It can always get better, but I did well with it. So even though if I'm not writing new words, I'm getting better at delivering the ones that I have, and I guess forcing myself under the pressure of having a show coming up is kind of. I work well under duress, and we're going to hear a song called Under Duress by Converge, brand new St. John Forward Radio, and we'll be back with Shane Ogden. And here we are on St. John Forward Radio with Shane Ogden.
It's me.
St. John comedy legend. We haven't interacted much in the past week. I've heard many things said. I've seen some screenshots.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been some rumors.
You know me and Facebook, John.
Yeah.
Well, oh boy.
I guess my version of what I heard, and we can start with this, is that you were upset with the Hard Times, the web series, for having their premiere on the same night as a No Jokes Barred Deluxe. Is that correct?
That's why I was absolutely furious and lost it on a lot of comedians about. That's exactly it, man. How dare you soil the sanctity of No Jokes Barred, the laboratory of St. John comedy.
I know. And to my whole middle section for the show was supposed to be at this premiere. Brian Godso was supposed to be at O'Leary's, and Mark Splood, and we were kind of negotiating, but the show wasn't.
The stardom of Hard Times has gone to the cast's head. I mean, I saw Mark Splood drive a limo the other day.
Yeah. Did it have like lift up like monster truck tires?
It did have monster truck tires and deer antlers on the hood.
Right. So anyway, I actually ended up bumping the cast members off of my show. Not out of any spite. I just don't want to have my. I don't want to start hosting the show and then cross my fingers that the next person that's about to hit the stage is somewhere on their way across town.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So
double bookings can be tough when you're in a crunch for time.
That's true. But so what's the Shane Ogden side of
Well, let's start with the worst thing that I did, which was I didn't call them, I Facebooked, that's what you do now. All of the comedians that were involved in the Hard Times project, and I said,
for John Forward,
for you, because I actually didn't even know you would have got this nice copy and paste that everyone got when I was extremely angry and emotional.
I did get the screenshot. I was a little bit disappointed. I'm not a huge part of the show. I'm in like three scenes.
Well, I'd still say that makes you an honorary cast member.
Yeah.
Sometimes the occasional cast member can be more exciting because you're like, oh, that guy again.
Yeah. I think I made a splash and they've got big plans for season two.
Excellent, excellent. I can't wait. And I am going to be at the premiere. And, you know, I think I've made good with everyone. But what ended up happening was I sent this blast to all the comedians, the local comedians. Not all of the local comedians, but the ones that were involved with the Hard Times project. And I just said, look, if you go forward with this, I'm not going to book you again. And that's really harsh and not fair. And I said it at a time when I was very angry. Mm. Doesn't make it right. You know, people do stupid things, and I am a people. So, you know, I made it good with everybody. I apologize. But the reason behind the anger is there's three entities under the roof at 212 McAllister Drive in the Parkway Mall in St. John, New Brunswick. And those are Chuckles Lounge, which is what it started as. And when I walked into Chuckles Lounge, there were two pool tables, two dart boards, and 10 bar flies. And since then, we've grown the
12 bar flies now.
That's right. And we grew a big audience that would come only monthly, 2 days a month, last Friday and Saturday of every month. And, you know, we'd pack it out on those nights. And as a result, you know, we built a stage and we have our own wall with sponsors on the back of the wall and stuff. So we've carved out our little corner of this bar, right? And we call ourselves Chuckles Comedy Club. That's the second business that's involved with this location. Now, recently, there's a third entity that's come into play, and they are Wing Nuts. So I got my good friend Eamon Juwani, who actually was a customer of Chuckles Comedy Club before he got into the wing business. And then there was Scott Waddell, who I knew, who had been frequenting that bar, a very pleasant guy. And then there's Bill Dory, who him and I butt heads. For some reason, we're just like we're two alike or something. I'm not sure, but there's always an argument with me and Bill. And so,
yeah,
if you could believe that. So to make a long story longer, these guys have an agreement with Chuckles Lounge that I'm not a part of, right? So they start doing events there. They start doing UFC on the big screen. They start doing country music. They start doing all kinds of different events on the stage that me and Mark Splood and Dale Tower built with our hands. Like, you know, this is our stage and our lights, and now they're saying things, well, we could just take your lights out of there. We could build our own stage, and things like that that are going on behind the scenes. Right. So when it was suggested and approved, actually the Wingnut guys are not at fault, because they actually went to the owner, Greg, and mm-hmm. said, hey, can we do this premiere here? And no, that's not true. I think actually the way it was told to me was somebody asked Greg if they could do the premiere there. Someone from Hard Times. And Greg,
version of it that I heard was that Matt Copeland was just having wings there,
and said he'd like to premiere.
Hey, this would be a
this would be a good spot, right? And so then Greg said, "Okay, yeah, got the Wingnuts guys involved." And then I see this poster on Facebook that comedy web series mm-hmm. featuring local comedians is going to be presented by Wingnuts Winghouse and Chuckles Lounge. And Chuckles Comedy Club was on the original poster, but there was no discussion about it with me. And I feel like Matt Copeland may not have known mm-hmm. about all of all of the negotiations and the things that were going on behind the scenes. And I kind of took it out on Matt. So Matt Copeland, if you're listening, I'm sorry that I told you to F off. In a personal message on Facebook. That wasn't right of me. I just want you to understand what was behind the frustration. And to Matt's credit, he has forgiven me for losing it. But, you know, what people don't understand is I'm fighting for my corner of the bar. And when you put on a comedy presentation, whether it's mime, clowning, spoken word, improv, magic, any of that stuff, it's a slippery slope until other entities are presenting stand-up comedy at Chuckles Comedy Club when you call it at Wingnuts Winghouse or at Chuckles Lounge. So that's all being mm-hmm. – we're defining our positions right now. Right. But at that time, I was so angry. I lashed out at people. And what I want people to understand is, you know, I'm very sorry about that. You know, I've been working at just Chuckles – Comedy Club for 2 years of my life. No contracts, just handshakes. And that's my stupidity to put myself out there with just a handshake. I should have got contracts drawn up. I should have been more of a businessman. But I'm a comedian, right? Like, I'm not a good business person. Right. But I have been working really hard the last 2 years to make Chuckles Comedy Club what it is. And, you know, we have a big following, and I think it's a good thing for St. John to have, you know, another comedy club. Now we have two, and I think that gives local comedians sort of an extra stage to do the opening spot. So, what really hurt me the most was, you know, if any of you guys, and I mean you, and Mark Splude and Matt Copeland, like, if anybody asked me for anything, I would try to make it happen. I even offered to give them a different venue, pay for a different venue. Like, I was going to rent the top of the town type deal or the St. John Marina. Right. Say, just back off of my corner of the world here. This is a comedy club. If you wanted to do an event that had a comedy theme, I don't care if it's live, pre-recorded, sketch, you should come to me if you're coming to Chuckles Comedy Club. But now, you know, Wingnuts has leased the kitchen and the dining room, mm-hmm. so they feel like that's their place. And my place is a little unclear right now. And I think that people don't understand that. And that's why I came tonight, was just to straighten it out with people.
Well, do you have any, like, financial stake in the actual bar or anything?
My financial stake is strictly ticket sales. That's all I get. That's all we live off of. That's our bloodline. That and sponsorships.
Right, but I can see I can see the slippery slope angle. Mm-hmm. I agree that, like, maybe it seems like a bit of a stretch though. But if you're there two nights a month, it just, I don't know. It seems like they should be able to do whatever they want with the room when your show's not going on. But I agree, like, if it got to a point where they were putting on stand-up shows, then that's more of a direct thing. Like, you said they were doing UFC, too. Like, is that, like, Is that something that that you think is taking away from what you're doing?
Absolutely not. And in fact, we had that discussion. I encouraged them to do all the events that they wanted to. And it's true that I asked them if I could get in on it somehow, if I could help promote it, you know, if I could be of worth so that we could get some money out of it to, you know, buy new equipment or whatever, you know, to keep the Chuckles name going. And you know, they said, nope, we're doing our own thing with the other events. I said, great, you know. And as far as I knew, everything was amicable. And as far as Scott Waddell and Eamon go, I think we're pretty much back on a good, friendly basis. We're trying to work out our differences. Right. I think it's a matter of time before we settle it. And, you know, that's really something that's brought up a lot is the 2 days a month aspect of it. And what I always say to people is, you know, it's 2 days a month now, but it's 2 days a month for the last 2 years.
Right.
Consistently, the last 2 days of the month, you have a full bar where a full bar might not normally be. Now, it's true now that they're Wings and they are the best in the city. I love them. That's the whole, right. That's really the funny part is like that. I love their wings and I encourage people to go have them because they're so good. Because I asked Julie, like, what are, out of 1 out of 10, what are they really before I tasted them? And she's like, they're an 11. Yeah. And I went, there's no way they're that good. And I went and they are that good. But, the reason I mention that is because I really do give credit where credit is due. Like Eamon Juwani, Bill Dory, and Scott Waddell are working very, very hard and they've invested a lot of money in this. And, you know, so I respect that. And
Do you expect them to not touch the stage or the lights that's sitting there for the extra 28 days of the month? I know you guys built it, but
I expect
what was the conversation when you built it? Was it, this is going to be here taking up real estate in your bar and keep your hands off?
No, not at all. You know, the discussion was, you know, we've been here for 2 years working very hard and building a crowd, right? And so they rented our space. So really, the question becomes between me and the ownership, right? Did you work us into this lease at all? You know, did you, you know, incorporate us into this deal that you're making with the Wing Nuts restaurant? So it all comes down to...
Right, but would they? Like, I'm just, I'm not in, like, on the business end of things for anything, but is your comedy show not essentially the same as if a bar just hired a band to play? Like, aren't you just the contracted comedy of the night? And yes, you do bring people in, but like, let's say a really big local band was playing 1 weekend a month at a bar.
Right.
I don't think that they would get away with saying, oh, what, you've got other bands coming in now?
Yeah, it's a fair point.
But yeah, and just like as far as the lease thing, like you're not paying the rent. And if the bar is not succeeding, that's not really any skin off your back. Like,
yeah, I guess I'm just disappointed in people that they don't see the value in what I've done with St. John Comedy at all.
Yeah, and I definitely see that.
That's literally how I feel.
I understand why you're upset.
I feel like Wings have replaced comedy and nobody cares. And you know what?
Well, Wings have always been around.
Wings are always better than comedy. It's been proven with honey garlic. No, I'm teasing you. But in all honesty...
Oh, speaking of which, I'm performing John Forward Presents No Chuckles Barred Honey Garlic live at Wing Nuts.
Live at Wing Nuts. Yeah, so I don't know, man. As long as the Wing Nuts can agree to stay away from the comedy genre, then I'm happy. Do they have to? Absolutely not. But why be mean? That's my question. To the local comics, why would you do a show at my club that has the comedy genre? Yeah. You know, and I honestly feel like you guys are stabbing me in the back.
Oh, we've got a phone call. Hello. Hello. All right. The board is not working. All right. Well,
we can hear a phone ringing. We know there's somebody that wants to talk to us.
Something's going on here. I don't know. I don't know how to fix this.
So, we don't. We just have to listen to that ring until it rings out.
Why don't you give us another station ID and set up which of your songs that you want to play, and I will deal with this.
Okay, well, the one song that I wanted to hear was Say It Like It Really Is. I think in this climate in 2017, people don't really say what they feel, and I feel it's important to hang on to that human side of yourself. So here's Public Enemy with Say It Like It Really Is on 107.3 FM, the St. John Forward Radio Show.
Oh, eventually. All right, come on. Come on. Oh, we gotta listen to it.
This is a new joint from Public Enemy.
All right, let's skip the ad for Tinder.
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
Wide awake, six in the morning. Still coming at you till the break of dawning. This revolution goes on and on. Stop that asking, do we still rap? Do y'all still scream and y'all still clap? Who that? Gonna tell y'all we too old, but we still bold. Plus I got soul for birthday, and I'm 50 years quiet as kept. Come on, cause I cracked the code. Who sold the young out, never told them what needs to be told. When they made P.E., they broke the mold. Didn't quit nothing, I just hit the road. I just got back from Soweto. You only know half of what y'all say, y'all know. I know this record's too hot for the radio. Y'all hear what I say, and if you did, let's go. I'ma say it and do it like it is, come on. Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
I'ma say what I'm saying. Come on now, say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
But the revolution goes on and on. Still wide awake like 6 in the morning. Had to get it out to the break of dawn. And we're still saying what we saying and not playing, y'all. Do it like it really is. Do it like it really is.
Come here in my boys. It's P.E. bringing the noise. Hit me.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Rather be stuck up than stuck down. Here's the difference where I pick up the black and the brown. Against his demand, informants and governments. While real people starve and can't pay their rent. They say, you seriously don't mean what you meant. I ain't tricked, deceived, paid off an agreement. Somebody planned it, glad y'all understand it. Those that don't, hard-headed like granite. We look out for them too and don't take them for granted. Like said, I said, somebody planned it. If I see one more person, gonna ask me again. Y'all still making music? Where I begin? Now y'all know you don't buy no records no more. No tapes, no CDs, no record stores. Got download zones and selling tones. But your mama and them can't work them cell phones. But the revolution goes on and on. And still wide awake like 6 in the morning. Had to get it out through the break of dawn. And we're still saying what we saying and not playing, y'all.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
Do it like it really is.
Say it like it really is.
right, and we are back with Shane Ogden. Give us another station ID. We're in the middle of the show.
107.3 FM, the St. John Forward Radio Show.
Insert yourself into this. I'll put it in the main box so other people will say it. Say who you are and all that stuff, and you're listening to 107.3 FM.
Hi, everybody. It's the Mayor of Comedy, Shane Ogden, and this is 107.3 FM, the John Forward Radio Show.
All right. Good enough. I'll cut out the John Forward Radio Show, and I'll put it in the regular rotation for the other shows to play, too. So, here with Beefmaster Shane, and so we're talking about some controversy with other shows going on at the same spot where he runs shows. My first question, I don't know about the bar people, but speaking purely out of the comedians, do you think any single person of the comedians had any malicious intent with this?
Absolutely not. I think everybody was unaware of what they were doing, you know, when they agreed to do the show and when they set up the show there. I really do think that each and every one of you, Mark's Blue, John Forward, Steve Fudge, Matthew Murray Copeland even, I think all of you just thought, we're just doing this show here and isn't it great? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think it is. Even my business partner, Julie Tower, doesn't agree with my perspective. She agrees that anything should happen there because, you know, they do pay the rent and, you know, that's their perspective. My perspective is, you know, comedy's in my wheelhouse. So talk to me. All I want to do is slap a logo on it. You know what I mean? All I want to do is be part of it. And unfortunately for me, my anger got the best of me. I lashed out at the comedians. I almost immediately apologized. There might have been a 1 or 2 hour gap, as you mentioned when we were off the air. My turnaround time is getting better.
Yeah, it's less than a week. That's pretty good for Shane Ogden. I think I was on the outs for like a solid 9 months at least.
Yeah, man. We were beefing hard, weren't we?
But, well, that's just the thing. Like, I get my perspective seems to, like, I agree. And we don't do the same thing. But I know that if somebody else tried to put on a show at a comedy show at the R Bar or O'Leary's.
Like if I decided I was going to do a comedy magic show.
Yeah.
Or like a show about a sketch comedy thing at the R Bar.
Or
without
like,
talking to you. That's the important distinction. Sure. It's not like I said, hey, John Forward, will you help me do this thing at the R Bar?
Like Ken Bolton had his Comedy Virgins class, their first show. He did reach out to me and I helped him set that up at the R Bar. And it was like the week before No Jokes Barred, and maybe it would have cut into my audience a little bit. But again, I don't have it. It's much smaller stakes than what you do. And I agree. If somebody did start putting on a show there, I would be a little bit upset. I'd talk to the person and I'd handle it better.
Let's just cut to the chase. You'd handle it a lot better than I.
Well, like I also, like, all joking aside, I wasn't thrilled when I found out that it was happening at the same time as my O'Leary show.
Right.
But again, it's smaller stakes for me. Like I can figure it out. And I eventually just had to make the decision. Like, cause I knew, Godso and Splude didn't want to cancel either one. So I kind of made their mind up for them. And I reached out, and this was after all the stuff with you. So I get to look good by comparison anyway. And, I sent them a message just like, sorry guys. So I've been talking to Matt and he was going to try to have it at 7 so that it would be over and everybody'd still have time to get over, but it's probably going to be 8 and they're doing 2 episodes. That's like an hour and there's 5 cast members that are hosting. He thought that it would end at 9:15, but that's ridiculous. There's no way that an hour of content
I understand.
Plus. And
I noticed you didn't call me. I could have, you know, swung over there maybe.
I think I already offered you the next couple of months, and you weren't available until June.
Oh.
And that's when you're still booked on.
I'm going to talk to them
I think you're on. I don't remember. I've got you on there somewhere. We already had this conversation.
Brian Godso has a question. He said he messaged you the question or input statement.
Hey, Shane. So you say that your value isn't recognized, but that's not true. For one, you built the brand. You bring in the talent. If they want to do more, why not get on the ground floor? Bring your baby into more than just the last weekend of the month, and you remain the comedy booker. help them and help yourself as well. Also, I want to reiterate that if anybody else asked us to do comedy here that isn't you or Julie, we would unequivocally say no.
Wow, that's some support from one of your cast members. So that's great. Yeah. You know, I mean,
like, no, nobody's
my problem is, you know what my problem is, John? You often have told me what but I will tell you what I think my problem is.
Okay.
I was having, you know, negotiations with a third party that comedians were completely unaware of. Mm-hmm. Then the comedians say, "We're doing this show at your, you know, and it's like brought to you by a different, you know, but it's in the same place as your comedy shows featuring local comedians." So, like, I put all those pieces together and I just instantly felt like everyone was stabbing me in the back, yeah. You know? And the truth,
I
and the truth,
that, but I don't think anybody saw this as the same thing.
Not at all. Mark Splude thinks I'm insane, you know? And I can see why, yeah. You know? Because there was other things going on that you comedians did not know about, and I took it out on you guys, and I shouldn't have.
Right, you but let me just, if we're, and again, I'm not saying that we do the same thing, but if with my tiny empire, if I found myself in the situation, somebody right. else was booking, even if it wasn't a stand-up show, I don't know what I would do about it. It depends on if I know them or whatever. I would probably talk to the owners of both places, which it seems like you're kind of in a contentious relationship anyway, which might be part of it. But I get along pretty well with the owners of the places where I run.
Well,
comedy.
I'd like to just clarify. I'm in really good place with the owners of the building.
Okay,
it's the people that lease the building and Chuckles Comedy Club that are having, you know, a bit of friction,
right.
But at this point it's dissipated and being dealt with. And I think that I see a future where Chuckles Comedy Club and Wingnuts Winghouse are just kind of the same everywhere. Yeah. And right. I can see franchises. I really can.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think it's growing pains.
Yeah. But what I was going to say, like if this was happening at O'Leary's or the R Bar,
right.
I would probably have a conversation with Kevin at O'Leary's or Glenn at the R Bar, and it would depend on how the conversation went, but if it basically came down to whatever, it's not the same thing as you, I would have been prepared to walk, because I am confident in what I do, and I do bring in people to those places, and I would be comfortable saying, like, look, if you think you can do this without me, have at it.
Well, actually, I told my business partner Julie, I said, yeah, I'm done. I did. I walked away, but, you know, Julie, thank God, is better at life, and just said, you don't really want that, and just gave me a few days to kind of breathe.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, of course, as any person who has my problems will tell you, once you blow up, mm-hmm. and then the days go by, that's when the guilt starts to wash over you. And why Brian Godsoe's forgiveness feels so good is like, well, that's a sign of a true friend that can see, okay, like he made a mistake and, you know, I'm still here for him, that kind of thing. And I do want to address his statement or question, which was, yes, we do have plans to go bi-weekly. We have plans for a local talent night or amateur night, although I don't like the word amateur. And we have plans for a potential show that has more to do with like a comedy kind of a hypnotist kind of thing. Yeah. But these things have not come to fruition yet, just because we've been waiting until we're in a position where we're selling out every time, and right. rather than spreading ourselves too thin.
Yeah.
And splitting our crowds. But that's definitely in the works, Brian, and I appreciate your support, man.
All right. And I'm getting a little bit of a different vibe from you tonight than like when I first heard about it. And of course, I have a new Shane Ogden piece where I think I've told you this. If I find myself starting to say, why would Shane? I just know there's no answer to that question. So that's where I was at with this. But
I really want to get out there, though, that Greg Stewart, Eamon Juwani, Bill Dorey, Scott Waddell, everybody in the comedy scene, to all of you, I love all you guys. I really want what's best for comedy in St. John. And if that means it has me in it or out of it, or whatever state I'm in, I want you to know that in the long run, I feel that I am a reasonable person, and once I get through my anger and everything, there's the phone again.
It doesn't work.
Try it.
Sorry, the phone doesn't work. I have to hang up.
You just hang up on them. Ouch. You can ask us on Facebook, though, either John or I. On Facebook, and we'll answer your question. Maybe if we have time, we probably don't have time. But
well, when I was hearing about this, it seemed to me like, well, first I know you talked to Mark Splute about it, and he said I have nothing to do with this. He happens to be a cast member, but this was Matt Copeland's baby, and he's proud of the work that he's done, and I guarantee you there was nothing malicious about the decision. And I get that you're upset that nobody had to even think to, hey, maybe we should give Shane a heads up. I also am mildly butthurt that Splud and Godso didn't say like, oh, no, sorry, I already have a show that night.
Yeah.
I can't make it. But it is what it is. There's no reason to go on the warpath.
I'm going to subscribe to it. I'm going to share it. I'm going to be at the premiere. I'm going to eat wings. So if that means anything to the cast and crew of Hard Times and the Wing Nuts Wing House, I will be in your corner, even if you're looking at me sideways going, God, I hate that guy. I understand why you have anger toward me, because I don't always act like an adult. I'm a very emotional person. I do suffer from mental illness, which is neither here nor there, but I am taking 20 milligrams of citalopram, and I have my counselor and business partner, Julie Tower, who keeps me on a leash, and I have good friends like John Ford, Mark Splude, Brian Godso, and I hope still Matthew Murray Copeland. I wish the guys at Hard Times all the best, and you know what? It's a Wing Nuts presentation on a Chuckles Comedy Club stage in Chuckles Lounge. Call it what you want. It's going to be the best New Brunswick comedy YouTube series of all time. Tune in and check it out.
All right, well, let's play a song, and then I've got more shit to give you after the break.
Oh no, when will it end?
Since you're insane, let's play a song called Schizophrenia by Lou the Human on St. John Forward Radio. Then we'll be back with more Shane Ogden.
Yo!
Shut up.
Ha ha. I spit that genius ignorance, taking all your paper just to scribble this Picasso flow, crumble it up, then litter it. Never been a literary character, no fiction, only facts, bitch. No homies in this rap shit, cause homies hold you back, and back is not the direction I'm trying to go. We moving forwards like a couple of the couple hoes at the function. I'm slipping stuff inside they punch, whose cup is that? Life's a bitch with a fat ass, and I'm cupping that. But you probably should have saw that coming, like a porno actress on a mat. Just after getting fucked for like a half an hour.
Wow.
Life been sweet ever since I copped a half a sour. Roll two or three every 15 just to pass an hour. Am I running from time or is time running from me? I guess only time will tell. Well, that's something to see. In the meantime, man, what's up with the tree? I ain't been getting high lately. Lace my blunt if you need with some PCP. Get an angel dusted. My brain's disgusted. At the age of 6, I chained my sister up and made her miss a bus. Shit, I'm fucked up. I fucked all of my luck up when I paid a couple bucks to this drunk slut for a nut bust. Think she had some bad juju. Maybe that's why my ass cuckoo. Try to rob you, give some good advice, then let the gas shoot you. Watch the bullets pass through you slow. Life and death is so beautiful.
It's like, the more I find me, the more I hate you. But the more we Siamese, cause I can't choose if we're connected or not. I'm just connecting the dots. I'm just the type to step in the spot, selling masculine shots. I have to stop. One time I got pulled over and tried to ask the cop if he could find me acid drops. I'm already off some hash and pot. They say quit, but I'd rather not. I know two wrongs don't make it right, but I'd rather plot. The first rapper out of Staten, but I won't rep it. The worst rapper since he was, but I hope I'm second. I hope the second passes when you off the class. And realize only the hall gets passes, and your time. time was wasted. Wow. Shit, I'm just not complacent. With a piece of paper telling me I'm smart, I guess I'll find out when I meet my maker. But until that time comes, I'ma need a favor. I'm trying to lead a league of haters between my neighbors to go and beat the Lakers. What is life but a dream anyway? Always been a stand-up dude, but I lean anyway.
Whoa.
I dream to get paid and spend it all at an arcade before I get my car paid and shoot the guy that tries to tow my raw rate. Pardon me, I'm just thinking out loud. Just left the hot box, so I'm stinking out loud. Thank you very much, I'll never marry sluts. I hate you very much, I'm trying to get up in Drew Barrymore and Halle Berry's guts. Fuck is up, what is down, what's the middle, too slow? Too many questions, and too many questions. What the new flow is that you gon' follow? They got you on your knees, but are you gon' swallow? Feeding you self-pity, like, are you gon' wallow? I Willow Smith with my hair like a little bitch. Little kids asking if I'm ignorant a little bit. When I was a little kid, I used to take a little sip. Let's just say, I'm crazy, bitch, never let me babysit.
And we're back on St. John Forward Radio. There's a few minutes left in that song, but we needed to get back to Shane Ogden. So now this is just like my gut reaction when I first found out about it.
Yep.
I've made no secret. I think I've had this conversation with you previously. I feel like you've been on the defense ever since you weren't the only person doing comedy shows in town.
Absolutely.
I've had the conversation where you've got people skill problems.
I felt like everyone's out to get me since I was born.
Yeah, so it's just people have higher expectations now for you because you're not the only game in town.
That's right.
And so it looked like you reached out to Mark Splude, and he said, "This isn't my thing. I'm just a hired gun." And then it went to Matt Copeland, and you didn't really have anything to dangle over Matt Copeland's head because he hasn't been at Chuckles, and I don't think he's on the roster anytime soon. So it seemed like just as a way to kind of. Bully might be a strong word.
No, but, I bullied
you
everybody.
You tried to bully Matt Copeland into doing what you say with the threat that you're going to screw over everybody else and make everybody else mad at him. What did you think when you were formulating your message that you sent to everybody? What did you, even in the throes of crazydom, what did you think was going to happen?
You know, I get this illusion in my head that everyone's just going to rally behind me and go, yeah, you're right. But
maybe if you had said, hey, guys, I'm in trouble and I think that they're trying to go behind my back and do stuff. Help a brother out is different than do what I say or you're dead to me.
Yeah, yeah. I got to work on that.
Probably.
No, and I make fun of myself, but in all seriousness, I'm horrified. Like, you don't understand. That my family has faced this too.
Right.
Like everybody that has been close to me, I have lashed out at one point or another, even my best friend. So I definitely recognize that I have problems. Hmm. I don't expect everybody to forgive me. I don't expect everyone to understand.
I think we will. And this is part of the healing.
The healing.
Coming on John Forward, St. John Forward Radio.
Yeah, I can't afford therapy, so I go on St. John Forward Radio.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I just want to make things right, and I want to try to learn from this experience, and I'm being very genuine about that. I know that people expect more of me, and for sure, the minute a different comedy show started in St. John and they just multiplied like crazy instead of going, wow, isn't it great there's all this comedy? I was like, oh, great. Wow, isn't it great that there's all this comedy? Everyone forgot about me and, you know.
Yeah, and there's shows popping up that are a comparable level of mine, and I don't feel threatened. I'm just, there's more to go around.
But when are you going to understand that you're a better person than me?
Oh, I know that for sure. did you think that everybody was going to be like, oh, well, I guess we're going to stonewall Matt and we're not going to show up? Like, I wasn't thrown under the bus. I didn't get one of the messages. But if I got a message from Shane Ogden that said, you do this or I'm never booking you again, I would say, F you, Shane Ogden.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time.
Well, no. And I do want to do your shows, but if doing your show at the expense of falling in line whenever you demand it. That's
so you, that's you do you now let me ask you a question. Do you honestly believe that if I came to you, Mark Splude, Steve Fudge, Brian Godso, Matt Copeland, and said, hey man, listen, there's some inner turmoil going on with under the Chuckles roof, you know, do you think you could do me a solid and help me by moving the location of your premiere simply because, you know, I am trying to hold on to this little corner of the bar that I've been working at for 2 years. What do you think? I'll help you. You know, because I think I did try to take that approach with Copeland in a way, because I said I pay for the posters.
I think it started out with aggression, and then it kind of dialed back to that. I think the opening.
I didn't start with it. But honestly, okay, aside from that, do you think it would have worked?
I don't know, but I think it has 1,000% more chance of working than going on the warpath.
And how did this whole podcast surmise with what my mother has always told me? You get more bees with honey.
Yeah, it's true. But and this seems like your issues that you're having with the place is separate from this, and I think it was going on before any of this. If as soon as you're in trouble, you should reach out to your comedy brothers and sisters and say this is what's going on. And then that way, like if this conversation was had before this other he wouldn't even have. I don't know. It might not even have been announced to begin with. If as soon as you started having troubles, you reached out for some help, I think we would have been.
I hope everybody here has learned a lesson about being aggressive when you're upset. It's not good, and you should definitely take the calm approach,
right?
And be positive, and don't ask yourself what would Shane do, and do the exact opposite.
That's how I run my shows.
That's how you run your life, right?
Like, <much. laughs> all right.
But well, in all seriousness, I'm sorry to everybody, and I hope that we can all work together to make Chuckles Comedy Club and Wingnuts Wing House the most exciting new location in St. John for people to come and have the ultimate date night.
And what's tell us about your next show coming up there. We're in the last couple of minutes. So
okay, so at Chuckles Comedy Club, and you can visit chucklescomedyclub.ca, we have a monster comedian, Kathleen McGee, will be on the show. She has standing ovations on a regular basis. Also opening up Dan Hendricken and Mark Splude and a couple other surprises. It's going to be great. Please, everybody, get down to that show. It's going to be amazing.
I will be there. I've seen Kathleen McGee several times, and all the other people on the show are solid.
Killers.
I don't have anything coming up this week, but week after at the R Bar, No Jokes Barred, whatever the third Saturday of the month is, I will be there, and some other stuff, and I'm just blabbing away, trying to find the...
Can I plug a couple of the Shane Ogden comedian dates?
Yeah, you plug whatever you
December
want.
December 2nd in St. Stephen at the People's Pub. I'm going to be there with Sam Laidman and Brian Godso. We're going to be rocking St. Stephen. So if you want to see a great comedy show in Charlotte County, why not go down to the People's Pub, St. Stephen, December 2nd.
All right. So, and we've got one question from the chat here. Arif Hussein wants to know, will you wear a toupee for your next show?
Absolutely. If it'll make all my comedy brothers and sisters forgive me for my outrage, you get the toupee. Or the clown hair, whatever you want, and I will wear it.
Well, I don't know how much influence I have over these things, but I'm ready to move past it and forgive Shane Ogden. So if anyone, any of my minions out there want to do it, if you don't forgive Shane Ogden, you're never doing No Jokes Part again.
you got to move John forward.
That's right. I didn't think Julie was going to let you do it anyway.
What, this show?
No, the unbooking everybody.
No, absolutely not. Julie that, would never would let me. That's not even my decision anymore.
Mark Splude's on this month.
You that's gonna all I am that. Is an old man making empty threats. Like, no, you can't. And then Julie's like, no, they can.
Right. And I know this, and hopefully now everyone else knows this. So thank you for coming, Shane Ogden.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, bro.
This has been St. John Forward Radio. ¶¶